Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Monday, August 31st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: high-profile stock splits, a new bull market, and shaking up the Dow Jones. Leading today's news: excitement is percolating today around two of the market's favorite stocks, as Apple begins trading today at $125 per share following a 4-for-1 split, while Tesla starts trading at $443 per share on a 5-for-1 split adjusted basis. While the market caps of the companies will remain the same, some are saying the moves will make shares more accessible to a broader base of investors, and therefore a new catalyst for the retail brothers. Others say it could lead to some profit-taking, with traders cashing in on a record run following the recent split announcements. In other news, U.S. equity futures are starting the week up 0.3% after the DJIA turned positive for 2020 and Wall Street posted its fifth consecutive week of gains. Q2 earnings are expected today from Zoom Video Communications and Rackspace Technology, though the economic calendar is light. Later in the week, investors will get reports on construction spending, manufacturing, the trade gap, the Fed's beige book, before the highly awaited U.S. jobs report for August on Friday. This month's stock market gains have pushed the S&P 500 to record levels, officially confirming a new bull market. Important adjustments to the Dow Jones Industrial Average are set to take effect this morning. Apple's 4-for-1 stock split set off a cascade of changes as it shrank the weighting of formerly the most important Dow member to 3% from around 12%, and the overall technology representation in the index to around 20% from 27%. The new addition of Salesforce to the Dow will bring the share of tech in the index to about 23%, and we'll also see Amgen and Honeywell replace iconic ExxonMobil, Pfizer, and Raytheon. The new divisor is likely to be 0.152 from around 0.147, meaning a $1 price move in any Dow component translates to a swing of 6.579 points from around 6.8 points. If the benefits outweigh the risks, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn would be willing to bypass the full federal approval process in order to make a COVID-19 vaccine available as soon as possible. That would mean emergency authorization could be appropriate before Phase 3 clinical trials are completed. This is going to be a science, medicine, data decision, Hahn added. This is not going to be a political decision. Three Western drug makers are well along with their Phase 3 clinical trials, including AstraZeneca, Moderna, and the Pfizer-BioNTech Alliance. Nestle's Health Sciences division already owns a 26% stake in Aimmune, but the company is paying $35.40 a share for the rest of the peanut allergy treatment maker. Including that stake, the deal, expected to close in the fourth quarter, has an enterprise value of about $2.6 billion. Together, we will be able to offer a wide range of solutions that can transform the lives of people suffering from food allergies around the world, said Nestle Health Science CEO Greg Behar. Aimmune is up 170% pre-market. Privacy changes in Apple's upcoming iOS 14 operating system upgrade have drawn an increasing amount of attention before a fall release, mainly from those who benefit from the advertising industry. Facebook has made its strongest statement yet about what the changes could mean, suggesting it could have revenues from its audience network business, a multi-billion dollar operation. The upgrade will require apps to ask users whether or not they want their web activity tracked, and some publishers worry that most users will opt out, hobbling their ability to show personalized ads in apps. ByteDance will strictly abide by China's newly amended rules on exporting technology, and that can make any sale of TikTok's U.S. operations more complicated. On Friday, China updated its list of technologies subject to export restrictions to include a number of areas like voice recognition, chip design, recommendation algorithms, and artificial intelligence. Microsoft and Walmart, as well as Oracle, have submitted rightful bids to acquire TikTok's U.S. business, while Centricus Asset Management and Triller were said to have made a last-minute pitch on Friday, though the latter claim was denied by ByteDance. Things are changing rapidly in the Middle East as the first Israeli commercial airliner flew over Saudi Arabia on a non-stop flight from Israel. Aboard the El Al, Boeing 737 were top aides to President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who were flying to the United Arab Emirates to put the final touches on a pact establishing open relations between the Gulf power and Israel. Talks will initially focus on fields like tourism, finance, investment, and health, with Israel's finance ministry seeing potential for annual bilateral trade starting at $2 billion and building up to $6.5 billion once cooperation matures. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey is out at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.